This is the Song of Mary, known as the Magnificat. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Thanks be to God for his word.
My favourite Christmas advert this year is the one from Tesco's. There are other supermarkets, but I think their advert has topped it. This year, there is no naughty list. Great news. And in the advert, we're introduced to the person who didn't wash his hands and sing happy birthday, to the person who gave her sister a bad haircut, to the person who didn't sponsor Captain Tom, the person who sneaked a holiday when they shouldn't have done. And all of them are worried that this year they will be on the naughty list. And Tesco say, relax, there isn't one this year. No naughty list whatsoever. Well, I can't claim to speak for Santa, but in our Bible reading today, Mary has a lot to say about Jesus and what he has come to do. You know, I think sometimes Christians especially can worry too much about whether they're on the naughty list. One poet put it like this way, T.S. Eliot. I'm not a person who's a big fan of poetry, but I came across this quote this week. The endless struggle to think well of ourselves. It's as if we somehow want to prove that we're good, as if somehow we want to show that we're on the nice list. And it's not really Santa's nice and naughty list that we're worried about. Well, Mary has a lot to say about good and evil, but she probably says it different to the way that many of us think. So let's have a look at what she is saying. Mary is talking about levelling up. There's a phrase we've heard quite a lot in the last couple of years. We talk about levelling up between the North and the South, and I've lived long enough in the North to realise how important that is. Imagine that you worked at Food Bank. Imagine that somebody was to come in who looked very well off. Now, you know you shouldn't be prejudiced. It's always possible that someone who's well-dressed is in huge financial struggles. But you talk to this person and you discover that they're not. They have a well-paid job. They have no shortage of money whatsoever. And you say, okay, why are you here? And their answer is, I want some food. What are you going to say? Of course, you're only going to give the one possible answer. No. You shouldn't be coming here to receive food. You should be coming here to give it because you've got more than you need. Now, that's not treating this rich person unfairly. It's about leveling up. It's about trying to get a grip with God's heart. Now, Mary, let's get the Bible. Mary talks in this psalm that she's written about God filling the hungry with good things, but sending the rich away empty. God cares about levelling up. And in this world where so much needs to be levelled up, Jesus comes. God's choice of Mary is not to do with the fact that she's a good person or a bad person. God's choice of Mary is because she is humble. She is someone that the world doesn't recognize. She comes from a nation that's been captured by another one. She is by no means rich. But God picks her out. And Mary has this sense that that is what Jesus is going to continue to do all the way through his life. Read the rest of Luke's gospel to discover that. Jesus coming is about bringing justice into the world. It is about leveling up. That's what churches are for. Now, our world needs to be leveled up. At the start of the COVID outbreak, it became quite common for people to say something like, "We're all in the same boat." But then we realized that we weren't in the same boat. And as I heard one person say, some people don't even have a boat at all. And that can depend on so many things. But many people in this country were in a good place to be able to withstand what would happen. And some of us weren't. Put that onto a worldwide scale and it's even more. There are countries where there was no furlough scheme. There are countries where if you don't work, you have no money. And people are faced with this really cruel choice of going out and trying to earn some money and risk getting infected and passing it on to their families. No doubt without PPE. Or going hungry. That's why the world needs to be leveled up. Our world is full of injustice. Mary couldn't foresee the way that nations would trade with each other and how the rich would exploit the poor. Mary couldn't have seen slavery that was to come in the way that it came in later generations. If God has a naughty list, these are the things that he cares about. These are the things that Jesus has come to put right. God comes for the humble. He comes for the lowly in Jesus. And those who are prepared to reach out to him find that they are meeting a God who is utterly loving and utterly faithful. This year we've said so much about Black Lives Matter. And the point of that slogan is not to say that white lives don't matter. It's to say that there is inequality, there is not a level playing field, and this is big, and this is serious. And the people who are on the wrong side of the line need to have their voices heard, and they need to be listened to, and there needs to be changed. Praise God for progress that's been made during this year. So here is Jesus coming into the world, and Mary, his mother, bursting into a song of praise. And this Christmas, we are invited to come and join in with it. Join in with the greatest leveling up ever. Our God loves. Our God cares. Our God has sent his son into the world. No wonder Mary says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour."